We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Big 12 This Week.
Nothing better than the feeling after a win. And in some ways, there's nothing better than regrouping after a loss.
The only official Big 12 radio show.
Well, I mean, the old saying obviously is, you know, great pitching beats, you know, good hitting every day. We like our pitching too.
Big 12 This Week is brought to you by Prime Sport, the go-to source for your premium game day experience at the Big 12 Men's Basketball Championships. Natural Light. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. Phillips 66. Live to the full. Also by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Live from the Learfield IMG College Network Studios, here's your host, Bill Pollack. Play ball!
Two great guests on the show, new TCU baseball coach Kirk Sarlos, a former major league pitcher. I'm going to ask him for his take on spider tech. I think it's just gotten out of hand. Obviously, it has. Major League Baseball cutting down on it, but yeah, I'll talk to him about that. And Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlsby. He put a lot of time and effort into the work around this 12-team football playoff scenario. We'll also talk about name, likeness, image, and the Supreme Court's decision from a week ago.
To suggest that there's a bunch of old white guys getting rich and a bunch of young black men and women doing all the work. It's just not quite that simple.
Ah, there's a little tease for you. You'll hear his full answer later in the show. Hey, congrats to Baylor's Mack Rhodes. He was named Sports Business Awards 2021 Athletic Director of the Year. For the seventh time in 8 years, Oklahoma State won the All-Sports Bedlam Series against Oklahoma, this time by the widest margin in series history, 23-12. The Bedlam Series score is calculated by straight wins and losses in head-to-head competition. And breaking down the results, the Cowboys beat the Sooners 13-5 and the Cowgirls 10-7. By the way, OU football has won 16 of the last 18 Bedlam games, six in a row, I'm just saying. And number two baseball's Ty Madden named to the Division I Baseball All-America first team. That came down earlier this week. He's landed on a total of five All-American teams this season. Madden finished his season with a pair of quality starts in Omaha. 13 innings at the College World Series, 18 strikeouts, 4 earned runs allowed. And for the season, a 2.45 ERA. And he struck out 137 batters, the most by a Texas pitcher since J.P. Howell in 2004. And he held opposing hitters to a 188 batting average. But it is an all-SEC Game 3 final, Mississippi State and Vanderbilt. All right, when we come back, Kirk Sarlos from TCU Baseball. up next on Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of fun and adventure, and we're making it easier than ever to gear up with all your favorite brands. Get to the fun faster when you order at academy.com and get free curbside pickup, or buy online and pick up in-store at your nearest Academy. At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we're working hard so you can get what you need to have fun out there. Shop now.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-wise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears. Okay.
Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of the great outdoors. And that's why we make it easier than ever for you to gear up and have fun out there. Order at academy.com and get free shipping or free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Plus, get free assembly on most bikes and grills for all the ways you love to play. Make shopping easy with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free assembly applies to in-store purchases only. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears. Okay.
Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Allstate now has deeper savings, and deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise, and save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-wise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
This is Big 12 This Week. I'm Bill Pollack. You can listen to the show as a podcast. Download, subscribe, go to Google, Apple Podcast, Stitcher, even Big12Sports.com, the official website, and look for Big 12 This Week. Kirk Sarlos, the head baseball coach at TCU. Now, it's been a couple of weeks since you were named head coach. You've been out recruiting, and now that that initial excitement of being named the head coach has subsided, does it feel different being the head coach than in previous off seasons?
Not really. I mean, there's a couple more meetings and a couple more things paperwork wise that you got to do that you used to have to run up the flagpole as an assistant coach. And now you're kind of dealing with that a little bit more often, but in terms of the off season, not really. You know, I think it'll obviously change a lot when we get our kids on campus in August and first team meetings and schedules and, having to have, different type of meetings with our players. But as of right now, it feels pretty normal in terms of from previous years, for sure.
Are you already working on your first speech in front of the team?
Well, I think you're always, I think every day you're kind of thinking about, what you want to talk about in your first team meeting, whether it's, I think, your first year as a head coach or your 20th year. I think you're thinking about, all right, what message do I want to send? So absolutely. And part of that is going to be, meet with our staff and figuring out, what is this group? What do we need to relay to them? What do we need to make sure that they know is important? And especially probably for a first year head coach, making sure that we lay that groundwork so that they know, what to expect on, the upcoming year.
Kirk Sarlos is joining us, the new head baseball coach at TCU, on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. At your introductory press conference, you had to hold your emotions together when you started talking about associate head coach Bill Moisiello. You have a very close bond. Can you talk about that and just how important he is to TCU baseball?
Yeah, Bill's as good as it gets in terms of not just baseball, but as a person, and his family, Janelle and, Shane, Gehrig and Helton, just awesome, awesome human beings. And, it was a weird deal because we both interviewed for the job. And I think both of us obviously were, have the ability to get this job. And I think that was the hard part, just knowing it would have been difficult for me in terms of if Coach Mo got it and I didn't get it. So that it was a weird dynamic, but ultimately I think it comes back down to, I think our love for one another in terms of our families and us as coaches. And we've been here together for 8 years and we have a vision for this place. And so, the main thing is Mo is just as much about the success of TCU baseball as anybody else. And for him to understand and know that. And for me, it was a deal where in the press conference, that was my true emotion. The guy is, I lost my father, but the guy's a father figure in terms of how to be a really, really good coach. And what I mean by that, he has the ability to get the best out of his players, to hold them accountable. But at the end of the day, if you go down every single player that's been in contact with Coach Moisiello, the first thing that they'll say is they know he cares deeply about them as individuals. So that's the type of stuff I want to have around our program, is the fact that we can have someone that loves on the kids as much as Bill does, but then also gets the most out of them from a baseball standpoint as well. So I'm through the roof in terms of how excited I am that Coach Mo's with me here.
Yeah. Boy, I mean, it's an odd dynamic, but it does show the strength of your relationship that you guys could go through that. Did you have discussions before this about you guys staying together or?
Yeah. And I think part of it was, we really didn't talk about it because I think we both knew that we were both qualified for the job and didn't want to say, hey, if I end up getting the job, would you stay? Or, because I think Coach Mo was thinking the same thing of he was qualified for the job and didn't want to act like he was going to get it and have that conversation with me. And then the same thing back to him in terms of, if I were to get it, hey, would you think about staying? I think it's one of those things where it really was an interesting dynamic, but I think ultimately our friendship won out. And, I think I think that's ultimately what happened, is the fact that, our friendship won out over any, job promotion or title or whatever it may be. It ultimately comes down to where our heart is and what we're doing this for. So, yeah, it was a tough, probably 48, probably hours. I didn't sleep really well, just knowing the, where Coach Mo was in terms of, you know, just not know if he was going to be on board and what his feelings were on it, but I didn't sleep much. I had a pit in my stomach until he called and said he was all in and he was ready to go.
Yeah, oh, that's great. You take over for Jim Schlossnagel. He brought you to TCU. You guys have had a lot of success. That foundation is set. You don't have to come in and rebuild and do all that stuff. But how will the baseball program at TCU be different under you? What are you going to bring?
Yeah, I think anytime you follow someone that had the success that Coach Schlossnagel had, it's you can't try and replicate something that, you know, he did. The one good thing is we've been around and we understand the ins and outs of this place. And the main thing I think is I just have to be who I am and my personality. So, you know, there's a lot of unbelievable things that Coach Schlossnagel was involved with in laying the groundwork and getting us to a point. You know, TCU was not what it is today when he took over 18 years ago, you know, so, you know, with where it's been and just seeing kind of how he goes about putting together, you know, a program and holding people accountable and being able to, you know, you take a lot of the things that he did awesome and he did a ton of things unbelievable. So, I'm not going to come in here and change a whole lot, because this program is ultimately, you know, about the players and the players that have played here. So, you know, one of our core values that Coach Schlossnagel came up with was selfless excellence and energy, which is, you know, the SEE. And that's, you know, if you were to poll or talk about TCU baseball to anybody that has played here, that's the first thing that they're going to talk about. So, you know, I'm not going to come in here and change that just because, oh, it's the new head coach. It's still about the players and the former players. And so, we're going to continue to live that and breathe that. And, you know, my thing is I just got to stay true to who I am and my personality. And you know, the program usually takes on the personality of the head coach. And you know, hopefully, you know, me being who myself, that I can take on my personality a little bit.
We're talking with Kirk Sarlos, the new head baseball coach at TCU. We'll continue our conversation next on Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. DriveWise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears. Okay, let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of fun and adventure, and we're making it easier than ever to gear up with all your favorite brands. Get to the fun faster when you order at academy.com and get free curbside pickup or buy online and pick up in-store at your nearest Academy. At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we're working hard so you can get what you need to have fun out there. Shop now.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri. This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of the great outdoors. And that's why we make it easier than ever for you to gear up and have fun out there. Order at academy.com and get free shipping or free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Plus, get free assembly on most bikes and grills for all the ways you love to play. Make shopping easy with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free assembly applies to in-store purchases only. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Allstate now has deeper savings, and deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise, and save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-ise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
Welcome back to Big 12 This Week. You can listen to the show on SiriusXM Channel 375. That is the Big 12 channel. Thursday nights, 7 Eastern. And joining us on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline is Kirk Sarlos, the new head coach of TCU Baseball. About a week before we found out that Coach Schlossnagel was leaving, I had done an interview with him, Kirk, and I told him, I said, I just want to tell you this, and I'm filling my listeners in on this. It's difficult to get coaches to track them down during the season. And I told him, I said, I want to appreciate all the work that you do, Coach, for always coming on our show and for Brandy and everybody that sets things up behind the scenes. And he said, hey, he goes, you ever need anything, you just reach out to me. And then a week later, he left. So it was pretty funny. I'm like, oh, no. It's like, well, I wonder what Kirk is going to be like. But yeah, no problem at all, though. I talked with Brandy. He said, hey, he's out recruiting. Let's try, you know, the next week. And so I appreciate having you on. So
that's the way baseball is a weird deal because, you know, it's – the coaching changes happen pretty fast, you know, and it's really weird. You know, you got going through a couple of these interviews before, it's like, you know, interview and you got about 48 hours to decide, right? Like you have 48 hours to decide the change of the course or trajectory of your life, right? It's like it's pretty hectic and it happens really, really fast. So, if you're not ready for it, it'll come at you quick.
Yeah. Well, listen, I want to talk about Major League Baseball. For those of you who don't know, Kirk was a former Major League pitcher. What is your take on this spider tack and these sticky substances and all that, and put you on the spot here? I mean, as a fan, listen, I get it. You're looking for an advantage. Anything you can do that can help, whether you want to say it's safety, wants to give you a little edge with your spin rate, whatever, you try it. And, you know, if you get caught or you get told that, no, you can't do it. All right. You know, you move on to some. I'm all for that. But then there's part of me. It's like, dudes, come on. I mean, you got to be a little more subtle about it. It was pretty blatant.
Yeah, I think it's been, you know, foreign substance on the ball in terms of sunscreen and rosin has been around. I mean, I came up in 2002 and, you know, I never used any of that stuff in college baseball because you're using a different baseball that's has bigger seams. You don't really need that. And then when you get to professional baseball, even minor league baseball, the baseballs are, you know, have a bigger seam. It's a, you know, they're a little bit softer. I started using it when I got to the big leagues because I found out, holy smokes, like this is like throwing a cue ball. And I don't have the biggest hands in the world. So I'm like, I honestly have no idea where this baseball is going. So it was not about doctoring the ball and doing anything like that. It's just plain and simple just to get a grip. So whether it be sunscreen and rosin or a little bit of pine tar on your hat, it was, you know, I used it for sure. I got no problem saying that. And that was just simply back in that day, there is no such thing. And the spin rates and that stuff wasn't part of baseball yet. I was just trying to survive and basically know where the baseball was going. So right. I think where it really turned is, you know, when now the spin rate stuff has come into play and you see a lot of people that are, you know, using different concoctions of things to create maybe a little bit of a advantage in terms of, you know, now you can quantify some of those advantages, right? When I came up, there really wasn't anything to quantify, and everybody in the big leagues, hitters and pitchers, knew every single pitcher was doing something like that because they'd go to their wrist or, you know, go to their hat. And the hitters didn't care because as long as the baseball wasn't doing something funny, they would actually rather us do that. So they knew that they wouldn't all of a sudden get something in the head or, but now I think it's gone a little bit too far in terms of, now you can quantify, holy cow, this guy's jumped 500 RPMs in terms of his fastball. And now all of a sudden the baseball is doing a little bit more. So I think just me, I was talking out loud is just get back to the sunscreen and rosin and that's okay. But then it becomes hard to figure out how to, you know, police that. But I think unless you change the baseball and give a little bit better tack to it or a little bit better seam, it's going to be scary. And I think you're seeing a little bit of that right now. So sunscreen and rosin is all good in my eyes, but, you know, obviously not Major League Baseball anymore. So.
Yeah. And you actually, I mean, the two things I was going to ask you about is why can't Major League Baseball just come up with a substance, a mixture, a formula that would work that everybody could agree on and say, yeah, all right, this isn't going to give pitchers too much of an advantage, but as a hitter, I know that the ball's probably not going to be coming at my head. Do that. Or then why can't they change the baseball a little bit? I mean, because when you have to get to the point where pitchers are coming up with these concoctions and trying different things, I mean, Major League Baseball needs to look at the mirror and say, all right, guys, maybe we need to re-examine what we're doing here.
Yeah, and I think the tough part is they're doing it mid-season, right? So you don't have a chance for pitchers, too. I mean, it's like all of a sudden you go from using something your whole career to nothing. I mean, that's a huge change. So I think they'll get something figured out this offseason. And you know, I think the Players Association and Major League Baseball will get something figured out in that regard. The baseball is probably not going to change, you know, but to be able to have maybe something that is – because here's the deal, like, you know, the umpires or the visiting clubhouse bat boys is doing the rubbing up of the baseballs. And you might have there's some baseballs that get rubbed up right before the game. And there's some baseballs that they'll have rubbed up a month ago that have been sitting in the closet that, you know, all of a sudden they put them into play and it's not rubbed up anymore. It's just basically kind of some dusty old, you know, dirt that they had used, you know, Mississippi mud is what they use to rub it up. And all of a sudden now, they did it a month ago. Now it's not Mississippi mud. It's like dust, right? So now it's a slippery surface, no seams. So unless they do a better job of rubbing them up right before game time and having that baseball have some tack to it, you know, I think the best way to go about it is, hey, here's the deal. We're going to come up with this concoction. This is what's legal, you know, but once you have that, you know, there's always going to be somebody that's going to try and do a little bit more and a little bit more. So it'll be interesting to see how they police it.
On your bio on the website, I don't know if people know this or not, but you were a part of history in 2003, one of six Astro pitchers to combine for a no-hitter. And I wanted to ask you this because a few days ago, the Chicago Cubs, I don't know if they used three or four guys, no-hit the L.A. Dodgers. And it was funny. None of the relievers who came in and even Craig Kimbrell, who finished the game, he didn't realize why he was getting mobbed. None of them realized they had a no-hitter going. And so one side of it, people can say, how do you not know the situation of what's going on? And the other side of it is, you guys are so focused as to what your job is. You know when you have to get into a game. You know the situation. It doesn't matter. You have a job to do. It's to get outs. It's to, you. How many hits there have been in the game or whatever the situation, that really doesn't matter. Is that where I'm coming from on this? I mean, when you hear guys say, I didn't know there was a no-hitter going on, they're just focused on, hey, I know I'm going to be up in the sixth inning.
Yeah, for sure. I think, well, especially too, when like back in, I think it was 2004 when, you know, Roy Oswalt, our starting pitcher, you know, he had a growing problem. He came out, I think, in the second inning. And then at that point, you know, you got probably two long relievers in the bullpen. Then you got, you know, some setup guys and then your closer. So at that point, you're like, okay, at that time I was a long reliever, me and Pete Monroe. And so we knew, okay, we're probably going to piece this thing together and then turn it over to, we had a pretty good back end of the bullpen with Brad Lidge, Octavio Dotel, and Billy Wagner. So it was like, all right, let's bridge this thing, get it to those guys, and they can finish it off. And so, you know, Pete did his deal. I did, you know, I came in, I think I got an inning in the third or inning in two thirds, something like that.
Yeah, and, inning in a third. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. And then, and then turn it over to those guys. So, you know, when after you're done, you come back in, you sit down in the dugout, and then you end up going to the clubhouse, and you know, you're watching it on the Yes Net. I think it's the Yes Network, New York Yankees, in the clubhouse, and you're watching it. And you're kind of, they flash the scoreboard up there, and you're like, okay, it's the fifth inning now. They don't, or sixth inning now. They don't have a hit. So you're, and the next thing you know, Brad Lidge, who's a big baseball nerd, he loves everything history of baseball, and he came in after his sixth inning. And he looks at me and I looked at him and we kind of like finally knew that. And then Dotel and then Wagner. And then at the end of the game, we were still in the clubhouse because superstitious, you know, pitchers. We don't want to go back out there and jinx it. But Jeff Cantwer, after we got the last out, you know, everybody mobbed Wagner and Jeff Cant. I think he turned to Craig Biggio and was like, why is everybody going so crazy? And Biggio was like, we just threw a no hitter. He's like, oh, I didn't even know. So I think when you have, you know, somebody get hurt early on, you just don't even think about it. You're just thinking, all right, how can we piece this thing together and win? And next thing you know, you look up and you're like, holy smokes, they haven't gotten a hit. So that was a fun day just because of that was the first time I think it had ever been done with that many pitchers.
Yeah.
And at Yankee Stadium was another special aspect to that. And so a lot of times I tell people I threw a no-hitter in Yankee Stadium. I just don't tell them that there was five other guys involved.
And nobody's going to ask, right? Nobody.
Yeah. See, I threw a no-hitter. Yankee Stadium, no big deal.
That's
I only
great.
Threw an inning and a third, but that's fine.
Well, we exposed you now. All right, Kirk Sarlos, I really appreciate your time. I know we went off the rails there talking about Major League Baseball, but
sure.
Yeah, it's always fun to have an opportunity to talk with you guys. Well, listen, best of luck, and again, thanks for your time, and you know, we'll obviously catch up when we get into the baseball season and we can kind of dig down a little bit deeper into Big 12 teams. And all right, when we come back in the second part of the show, we'll have Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlsby next on Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there, wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of fun and adventure, and we're making it easier than ever to gear up with all your favorite brands. Get to the fun faster when you order at academy.com and get free curbside pickup or buy online and pick up in-store at your nearest Academy. At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we're working hard so you can get what you need to have fun out there. Shop now.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. and save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-bys is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over basic seltzers of the world because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
And welcome back to Big 12 This Week. Joining us now, the commissioner of the Big 12, Bob Bowlsby, who, by the way, folks, I got to tell you, he gets a big assist on this because I had some technical issues, and Bob looked at his calendar and said, hey, where's my Zoom link? He called me, says, Bill, are we doing this thing or what? You know, other commissioners, Bob, may have just said that you may have punted on it and said, forget it, but I appreciate you reaching out and helping out.
No worries. Always good to be with you, Bill.
Yeah. Well, let's start with this 12-team playoff. I'm fascinated by it. And as you know, I host this show by myself. So for the last couple of weeks, I kind of have arguments with myself. And I got to entertain myself first. And then I'm sure it rolls down to the listeners. But my first question is no guarantee for a Power 5 conference. And so in my arguments, I said out loud, why would Commissioner Bowlsby agree to this, that the Big 12 wouldn't be guaranteed a seat at the table? So maybe get under the hood a little bit about the 12-team playoff, the thoughts there about how there's no guarantees for a Power 5 conference winner.
Well, I think we, first of all, wanted to value conference championships. And I think that's evident in what is embodied in the proposal, both in terms of access and in terms of seating and the buys. And so if you begin there and you go back and look at history, it's been a very long time since our champion wasn't one of the 6 highest ranked champions in the country. And so the likelihood of us not being in is small, but the other side of it is, you know, we have 10 conferences and all of them play FBS football at a high level. And I think this is just one of those areas where you eat what you kill. And if you've had a great year, you deserve to play yourself up into one of those seated and bye positions. And if you haven't had a good year, then you probably don't deserve to be a part of it. And you know, I think there are also some assertions that the A5 was acting as a cartel to ensure our four were the ones that were always populating the 4 spaces, and indeed that's the way it was. So we just felt like more participation was better than less. The 4-team playoff is clearly superior to any of the predecessor structures, the two-team structures, and the human selection process is clearly superior to the blended computers or the blended polls. And so it has a lot to like. Is there some risk? Yeah, we could probably have an 8-4 champion some year, but they're still going to be the champion of the Big 12, and the likelihood of being one of the six highest ranked champions is quite good every year. So is there some risk there? Yes, there is. Is it likely risk that would cause us to not be in the playoff? Very unlikely.
My next question would be, I'll throw it out there, but I don't want to ask it. I don't want you to answer it, because it would say, all right, why 12 teams over 8 or 16? But the more fascinating answer is the research and the amount of time that it went into trying to develop this plan. Can you talk more about that? And then you'll probably answer the question of why 12 teams. But just talk about the very beginnings of this and how this kind of built up before you guys kind of presented this to university presidents and institutions.
Well, we tried to all come into it with no preconceived notions. And I mentioned previously the valuing and the honoring of the conference championship. It takes a lot to go through a season and win a conference championship. It's difficult to be ready every day and every day, every Saturday. And so that's a big accomplishment. But I think beyond that, we looked at 12, and we looked at 16, and we looked at 8, we looked at 7, we looked at 10. We looked at a whole bunch of different formats, and it didn't feel like an 8-team format with the six highest ranked conference champions getting in afforded enough opportunity for at-large participation. There would be good teams that were left out. 16 was too big, and it was going to have a detrimental effect on the postseason. So 12 ended up being a sweet spot. It honors the conference champions. It does things for those that win conference championships, but it also allows six spots for the best six teams that aren't one of those conference champions. So a seeded tournament where 5 plays 12 and 6 plays 11, it's so on in the first round, feeding into a quarterfinal round that's in the bowls on New Year's Day, is a model that's going to generate a lot of interest and a lot of participation. But more than that, it's also going to be really good for the regular season, because when the first poll comes out in late October, there'll probably be 35 or 40 teams that have a legitimate claim to being in the tournament. And so even if you go to the middle of November, there are still going to be 20 to 25 institutions that have a legitimate chance to be among those 12 playoff teams. And so that's going to be good for regular season attendance. It's good for regular season television viewing, and it keeps a lot of institutions close to the flame. So it met a lot of our objectives, and including keeping the postseason strong, but doing things that made the regular season even stronger and more interesting.
Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlsby joining us on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline on Big 12 this week. So as you presented this plan, what was the general feedback? I know that things want to continue, want to progress and get down this road. What's the general feedback you got? Anything that needs to be tweaked? And then what kind of a timeline are we looking about for this realistically being able to happen because of TV agreements that are already in place and such?
Yeah, well, there are a lot of agreements in place, and there are 11 signatories to the CFP contract. Plus, there are a number of bowl games that are involved, as well as our TV partners. So we have lots of conversations to have over the next 3 or 4 months. But there's another board meeting in the end of September, and we'd like to have as many of these questions answered as we possibly can by that board meeting in September. And the the board is then going to make a decision based upon what they heard from all of our partners and what they've heard from the conferences. And there's still a lot of work to be done, a lot of negotiating to be done. I think you ask about tweaks. There could certainly be tweaks to the system. There, the four of us that were on the working group, I don't think we ever presumed that we would get this exactly correct, but I think we have a basic structural model that has some legs, and that's what the commissioners group told us, and that's also what the presidents told us when we presented to them. And so it's continued to move forward a step at a time, but we have a lot of work to do over the summer and into the fall, and we'll do that work, have those conversations, and then the board will come back together and decide if the advantages are significant enough to move forward.
We're going to continue our conversation with Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlesby next when we return on Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of the great outdoors. And that's why we make it easier than ever for you to gear up and have fun out there. Order at academy.com and get free shipping or free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Plus, get free assembly on most bikes and grills for all the ways you love to play. Make shopping easy with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free assembly applies to in-store purchases only. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there, wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Allstate now has deeper savings, and deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise, and save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-ise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over basic seltzers of the world because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Pour it in a glass of ice.
Music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of fun and adventure, and we're making it easier than ever to gear up with all your favorite brands. Get to the fun faster when you order at academy.com and get free curbside pickup or buy online and pick up in-store at your nearest Academy. At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we're working hard so you can get what you need to have fun out there. Shop now.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-wise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
Welcome back to Big 12 This Week, where you can listen to the show on TuneIn under College Sports Now. I'm Bill Pollack, and my guest, Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlsby. A couple of weeks ago, the Supreme Court came down with the decision that limiting the benefits, the educational benefits for student athletes, breaks antitrust. And this is it's a tricky one, because I'm all for people being able to get what they can, but then I also understand the trying to keep everything at a level playing field. What are your thoughts in general, and then how do you move forward, and how does this not separate that gap between the have and the have-nots of college football? Because that's really, I think, where the bulk of this is going to come in, that gap could widen because of this ruling.
Yeah, it's there's that potential. I think you're right, Bill. Judge Wilkin in the Ninth Circuit of California, she didn't give any indications that she wanted to blow up intercollegiate athletics. She originally had proposed a $5,000 miscellaneous stipend for education-based expenses, and the Circuit Court of Appeals overruled that part of the judgment. And I think she felt like student athletes ought to get more, and she found a way to do it through the aggregation of values of the kinds of academic and performance awards that student athletes could get. And ultimately it added up to $5,980. And it was that was affirmed in the Alston case. And although there were some critical comments about the NCAA and college athletics in general, I think the court, the Supreme Court, and also the court in California, they didn't attempt to blow up the enterprise. They didn't attempt to say college athletes ought to be professional athletes, ought to be employees, ought to be paid for their services in ways other than a scholarship. But instead, they put some strictures around what could be done and how it could be done. And, it's in antitrust cases, there is lots of discussion about what is the least restrictive method of doing. And so I think what's been described is a less restrictive set of rules than what we've had previously. There's no question that name, image, and likeness rules that we're in the process of putting in place right now are less restrictive for the reasons I've mentioned than they might have been otherwise. I was involved in what's called the Legislative Solutions Group that was working on name, image, and likeness. And we have a great many more stipulations that would have provided guidance to schools as to how to manage their name, image, and likeness. What we find ourselves now with as a result of trying to adopt that least restrictive approach to rulesmaking is it's almost being left to the individual institutions, or perhaps to the conferences, to decide what we're going to do with regard to name, image, and likeness. And the members are crying out for more clarity, but we can't provide more clarity without making rules that constitute guardrails and restrictions. And when we have those guardrails and restrictions, we tend to get sued because they're too restrictive. And so anyway, it's really a whole new canvas, and a new painting is going to be painted on it, and coming up with the least restrictive alternatives is going to be a big part of that canvas. In addition, you can justify some restrictions if there is a pro-competitive rationale for it, a justification that is pro-competitive, and we've attempted to make the case that some of these rules around scholarship limits and scholarship numbers and coaching numbers and numbers of recruiting days are pro-competitive. And so far, we haven't been able to win with that line of argument in the courts. And so, it's a whole bunch of stuff that I never really signed up for and that I never really anticipated working with during my career. But indeed, we're spending a lot of time on it and a lot of resources in trying to keep the enterprise similar to what it's been in the past. And so we're finding our way through it. It will cause us to change the way we operate. But, I really truly believe that college athletics continues to be the enterprise of helping 18 to 22 year old adolescents and young adults to get a good education and have a great athletics experience. And that, you know, if you want to be a professional athlete, there's a place you can go and be a professional athlete, but it isn't in college. This is to help you get an education and have a good experience. And for hundreds of thousands of student athletes every year and millions over a long period of time, this has been a great source of access and a great source of education and advancement. So, you know, we need to evolve, but we don't change the fundamental things that have made college athletics great over the years.
Bob, when you hear people, whether it's fans, media, whoever, when they say, the colleges are just taking advantage of these student athletes. When you hear that statement made, what emotions does that bring out in you?
Well, I've been at this a long time, and pursuant to my earlier comment, I really believe in the college athletics model. I don't think student athletes are exploited. I think they come and participate because they want to. I'm sure that many see it as a path to a professional career. When you get to campus, everybody thinks they're going to be a starter and everybody thinks they're going to be a star and everybody thinks they're going to have an opportunity for a professional career. Well, it's just not accurate. It's a very, very small percentage that ever get an opportunity to play football professionally or play basketball professionally or play baseball professionally. If you get an opportunity to do that, it's a highly desirable byproduct of a quality college athletics experience. But it's, and likewise, if you get a chance to be on an Olympic team, it's a great byproduct of a college athletics experience. But the fact is that's not why we're there. We're there to help educate people and to give young people a springboard into the rest of their lives. And so I think that's gotten lost in some measure in all of the allegations about, it's easy for your friends in the Fourth Estate to suggest that there's a bunch of old white guys getting rich and a bunch of young black men and women doing all the work. It's just not quite that simple. And this has been a source of tremendous opportunity for decades. And I think we need to be pretty careful not to throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Well, Bob, again, I appreciate you giving us your time, and I wish you the best of luck this summer. We'll catch up again as we get closer to football, but happy 4th.
Happy 4th to you, Bill. It's always good to be on with you, and look forward to catching up with you later in the summer.
Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlesby. Stick around. More coming up on Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light. Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of the great outdoors. And that's why we make it easier than ever for you to gear up and have fun out there. Order at academy.com and get free shipping or free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Plus, get free assembly on most bikes and grills for all the ways you love to play. Make shopping easy with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free assembly applies to in-store purchases only. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
Great show. Thanks to Bob Bowlesby and Kirk Sarlos. I'm Bill Pollack. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College, Big 12 This Week has been brought to you by Prime Sport, your go-to source for verified ticket and hospitality packages for the Big 12 Football Championship game. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Phillips 66, live to the full. And by Natural Light. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Big 12 Sports Network.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car right in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.